Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure I did that. Okay, great. Okay, so let's get started. Don't, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Yes, I'm still
okay.
here.
Okay, great. Okay.
Did you want me to go ahead with any questions or anything yet?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, tell me what's
okay.
going on. I know you had a couple of sales. And
okay, yeah, and my updates basically are that I do feel like, I mean, you've been so spot on about guiding me and kind of, you know, helping connect the things, all the different things that I love, and it's been great because I've always used color therapy and I've always used kind of that kind of thinking when I design, and so when it comes to healing, it all does come together. I mean, I've actually had aromatherapy training too, so that's a whole other thing. I used to use sandalwood beads in my jewelry as well, but those don't last forever, so I don't always count on those to be a part of the design. But anyway, I had actually two whole new. Completely new out of the blue sales, which is great. I mean, I love repeat sales, you know, from my repeat clients. But these come from Etsy, and I'm not sure actually how they found me, but Etsy has actually just changed their policy, or not policy, but their advertising method. They used to have this thing called Showcase, and when someone went to go search for pendant, they would go, you know, type in pendant, and then at the top, all their search results, your paid for advertising official showcase would appear at the top. They apparently don't do that anymore. Now they do something that Google does. You know how you can pay, you know, X amount of dollars maximum per month for advertising on Google?
Right.
What is that? Google AdWords, they call
AdWords,
it, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Etsy is actually now doing the same thing, similar, mm-hmm. but it's just on Etsy. And so I've opted in, let's see, a few days ago to the $5 a week, like the minimum advertising program.
Okay.
And I figure I can afford $20 a month.
Yeah.
And we'll see. I'll try it. And I'm definitely one for not doing things if they don't work, and especially broadcasting, kind of throwing your business cards into the wind type of advertising.
Gotcha.
I'm very much a big proponent of that because it's so old school. But I figure if it's just on Etsy and people, I mean, I got a sale immediately when I did that. So I thought, well, you know, it's a $50 necklace that maybe cost me $5. Well, maybe $7.
Perfect.
So,
perfect.
And actually, I don't know if you noticed, but before you had mentioned the color therapy and then combining my Reiki, on my Etsy shop, I had combined my Reiki and the color and, like, all the chakras and stuff. I had combined that in my category category names. So they are actually, it is already, I have it all divided out by color and chakra number. So I had that already kind of set up, but I haven't really talked about it a lot. So I definitely need to expand upon that.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I was going to ask you, Jackie, do you have, and I'll admit right off the bat that I'm not that overly familiar with Etsy. So, but do you have anything on Etsy that, or I guess let me ask the question this way. Can you post anything on Etsy that you're available to have, you know, private consultations with people that you can customize a piece for them, or do you have to just have the finished product on there?
I should say yes, you can do that. What people do is they'll put just like either a generic piece up there and then say, this is fully customizable, this is to-be-made, like a to-be-made piece.
Okay.
And actually, on the left, which people probably don't even see, there's like a link that you can click on that is, it says, you know, yeah, what does it say? Something like custom order link.
Gotcha.
You click on it, and you request a custom piece. But that, I bet people don't see that because really not very big.
Okay. You know, that's definitely something, because when I saw your list, and for everyone who's listening to the recording, Jackie, which I recommend all of you do, Jackie put up on the Ning site, the group forum, all of these services and things that she knows how to do. And so, you know, immediately my mind goes into how you can combine what two or three things that you do into something new. And, you know, because we're going to talk a lot more about this in Module 5, which is on leveraging. But anyway, just to kind of, you know, go back to the context we're just speaking about today, and I just saw, like, immediately when I looked at your list, I saw, like, these two or three parallels. And I thought, okay, she could tie this with this, and this could go with this. And I think we were looking at your jewelry design with the color therapy work, with the Reiki, which I didn't even know you did. So I saw that, and I thought, you know, she could, you know, possibly offer or create some kind of because I do know quite a few Reiki people, and I know many of them, in order to really, for their clients to get the best benefit of the Reiki services, is if it's done in a package where they're getting like 6 or 7 or 8 sessions or something like that. So I thought, you know, immediately I thought, well, that could be something that she could, you know, create a package around. She could offer like 6 to 8 maybe sessions, Reiki sessions. With them, you know, I'm sure you do some kind of an intake interview or something with them, you know, in regards before you really do your work with them, so you could learn more about, you know, what's going on for them internally and how that would translate into, a finished piece that you don't even tell them you're going to even give them. See, I think the beauty of this could be is that you don't even tell them you're even going to give them a piece of jewelry. I think through your sessions with them, you actually would get a sense intuitively about what they would need to sort of have a physical representation to keep them moving forward past the sessions, and then you just gift them that.
That's awesome.
So obviously you'd have to charge them enough through the sessions in order to be able to, you know, compensate you also for your jewelry piece. But I think if you didn't say anything about the jewelry, you just focused on the healing sessions and then the Reiki sessions, the healing therapy, you're learning more about them intuitively, and then you gift them this piece at the end. I think, one, they would automatically want to renew for more sessions. And they'll definitely tell people, because if they really love the piece that you give them, they will wear it, tell people, you know, I got this from, you know, my Reiki master. I'm gonna put you up there, Jackie, on the pedestal. my Reiki master, and, you know, and she gave me these beautiful sessions, and she gifted me this beautiful piece. Think about what kind of advertising, word of mouth advertising, that would be for you. You know,
That actually does happen with my regular pieces. People ask. Mm-hmm. You know, my people. Mm-hmm. And then they'll post on Facebook, of course, and I do use Facebook for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've started changing my image every couple of days, and I've gotten huge response from that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we got 2 requests for orders on top this week from people just saying, oh yeah, I love that piece. Like another one like that, please.
I love it. Mm-hmm. See? So for everyone listening, if you haven't gotten into action on that, you know, you have Jackie here to be a witness testament that the strategies do work, you know, because it's all about engagement, and that's what you've done. You've used you're using Facebook in this particular case to start that conversation. So what I would want to give you as a homework assignment on top of the things I'm going to give you this week to do in Module 4 is to start thinking about what kind of package you could put together, or packages, maybe do 2 or 3, just to kind of lay them out, you know, that would combine the jewelry pieces with the healing sessions, with all of that. See what you can put together, and just let your mind kind of, you know, think of something that's really, and I'm going to really stretch you here on something, and I challenge you to do it. Think of something really super extraordinary, something that you could think, there's no way anyone's going to buy that.
Ah.
Yeah. The because if we start from the space of thinking about what we think people can afford, it's harder for us to get our mind into the space of the sort of the out-of-the-box, really big, out-of-the-blue, idea. And then I feel if you start from that space first and really let your mind expand and go there, I mean, you know, what kind of an experience, again, going back to the core of this whole program, what's the experience that you could create for someone? Maybe it's a weekend retreat somewhere and you pick a nice spa or something and you go there and you work with them privately, you know, or a VIP day where you go to a place where you two work together for the day and they integrate in, you know, some sessions with you with maybe a massage or something like that. And then you're able to, like, create a piece for them that you send to them as a thank you gift with a card after the experience is over. You know, really let your mind go there and then just put down a price on it that sounds really outrageous almost, but, you know, it may not necessarily be outrageous. And what I would like to invite you to do is to put it up on the Ning site. And I'll definitely go back and give feedback on it, and then we can talk about that more in next week's session. But the fact that you are now getting energy moving, I say just keep doing what you're doing because things are happening. You've got some sales coming in. You're seeing how to connect the dots between all of your passions because I know, like many creative people, you know, we have a lot of different things we know how to do and we love to do, but it's also being able to put together the dots and come up with something that's very unique, but lets us utilize a lot of our different skills and a lot of our different passions and interests. So how does that sound to you? How does that resonate for you?
Oh, that's perfect. Actually, right before you mentioned the weekend retreat thing, I was just visualizing, since in the past we've talked about doing trunk shows and things like that at resorts maybe or, you know, certain shops. Right before you said that, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I could do Reiki at a spa, kind of like a special weekend kind of thing. And of course, because I live in Resort Central here in Phoenix,
right.
One of the places, like I love the Phoenician, and I was talking the other day with a friend of mine about them and how their family always stays at the Phoenician, and I love the Phoenician. And anyway, there's a bunch of them around here, of course, and I was just thinking that, and so you're validating the whole resort experience, which, I mean, and today I was thinking a lot that I really do believe, especially this time and age, people really need healing and literally like retreats to get themselves back into a happy place.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, because you're going through your own transitions yourself, and so it's like it's very reflective of what's going on for you, and I would not be surprised at all if the clients that are attracted to you on this level are going through their own life transitions as well. And so you're definitely more than qualified to speak to those things, and then you'll just be able to use all of your passions in this respect, you know, to help them. I mean, because, you know, as I said before, and maybe if I haven't, I'll say it, you know, again, as I've done so many talks lately that I forget sometimes what group I've spoken to and what I've said. But, you know, at the end of the day, whatever the tangible thing is that you offer, you know, that we offer our clients, ultimately it's never, ever about that thing. It's ultimately us is who they're buying. So when you're able to bring all of yourself to the experience and really listen in and tap into people's energies and what it is that they're really needing more than the quote-unquote the jewelry piece or the hat or the painting or the sweater or the image or whatever it is, once you're able to tap into that, that's where people really start to connect with you. And then the sales conversation part is nothing more than them just saying, I want that. You know, and I think what happens with us as creatives when we get to the whole thing about sales, and we're going to talk about this on Module 6, is that we get into this mindset that we have to pitch them something, and I'm using quotation marks, us in the air with my fingers here and we have to talk them into something. It's never about talking anyone into anything. It's about us being able to come fully, come into our experiences with our contacts fully present, knowing clearly what we have to offer to help support them and whatever it is they want in their life. And then just sharing that, listening to people. Like, that's why the exercise I gave you all last week was about getting on the phone with people and getting into the habit of listening more than you talk. Because people will tell you what they want. They'll tell you what they need. And then if you have the resources to provide something for them that will help them in their process, then, of course, you offer that. But it's never about having to pitch them something, you know. Because, like I said, people hate to be sold, but they love to buy stuff. So, you know, so if they find things that they really resonate with, they find things they really enjoy, you know, and again, you know, they connect with you, then the process becomes a lot more effortless. And so what I would suggest to you is to really let yourself go there. I mean, what if you were going to create a $5,000 package, what would you include in that? What would that look like? You don't have to answer now. I'm just saying, put that in your mind.
Oh, gosh.
Know. Yeah.
How about an all-expense, whatever, weekend in, you know, amazingplace.com?
Yeah. I mean, you know, really let yourself go there. Because, I mean, once you're able to come from that space, first of all, you immediately, it raises all of your, you know, inner stuff. It's like, oh, well, no one's going to pay that. That's too much money. That's ridiculous, blah, 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 blah. And all of that stuff comes up because those things, all of those, all of that verbiage and those feelings is what stops us from actually going for it. I mean, you know, whether or not we get the $5,000 sale is not the point. It's the fact that the stuff gets brought to the surface so that you can then deal with it. So that then you can be able to then, you know, create from a space of clarity about what it is that you're doing and what you're offering. And by staying into conversation with people, you get a chance to hear what they need. So your gifts and what you offer them is just a natural expression or the answer to those questions that they have. And it's just natural.
Well, I wanted to tell you also another thing that I decided this week. And then I had the other question, the big question I had for today.
Sure.
So instead, what I've been doing is when I do orders, I sell orders, I send a free pair of earrings to the person who made the order.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, has been really good, but honestly, it's costing me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because of course, the price of silver has gone up so much.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I'm not trying to be cheap, but I'm thinking that to go along with my new direction, what came to me this week was to include a meditation stone instead. So they're actually going to think of me more probably when they hold the stone, they carry it maybe around with them, they can, or at least they have it maybe sitting on their desk at work and going, oh, that's my gift and that's my peaceful thing that I got from Jackie O.
That's brilliant.
That was this week, and this is all because of you, honestly. I mean, you've been so awesome in helping to focus my like, laser vision kind of thing, you know?
Okay.
And by the way, I totally felt like a lost cause when I started with you.
Oh, no.
I was like, I'm not telling Rodney I'm a lost cause, but okay, he has a little hope for me.
Oh, no. No. There are no lost causes here, believe me.
Well, that's why I was at the time. So I've come leaps and bounds. But okay. And then my big question for today, just so I don't forget, is I am getting ready to do, I need to, it's late, but I'm going to send out an email to my database.
Okay.
And at this point, because I'm merging my social media, big telesummit that I did, those people are not, they don't know about my jewelry.
Okay.
And my jewelry people don't know about my social media, but I want to merge them in one email.
Okay.
So that's my question. How can I do it? Because honestly, I don't want to do multiple directions anymore as far as what I do for a living.
Right. You know, what I would suggest you do is this. Write out the email that you want to send them and throw it up on the Ning site.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I did, let's see, I put something up on the telefilament group call, but I haven't heard from anybody. And I think that because that group is different as far as what I'm doing with them,
mm-hmm.
I think that that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring it to our table here in the artist
mm-hmm.
group because
mm-hmm.
I think it makes more sense now.
Yeah. Throw it up there.
I will do that.
Yeah, and then let us take a look at it and then provide some feedback that way. Because off the top of my head, I'm sure there's a way to do it that will not throw people off, per se. I don't necessarily see any huge downsides to that, though, on any level, because, I mean, people who, you know, obviously use social media services obviously need, know someone that they want to gift some jewelry to or they wear jewelry themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who you sell jewelry to probably have some business. I mean, everyone now on some level is doing something with social media now. I mean, I'm starting, mm-hmm. Just to give you a heads up, I'm actually getting ready to launch another program called The Art of Social Media. I've already launched it here, locally, here in the area where I live. I'm going to be doing an online version of it as well, starting in about 2 weeks. So everyone needs support in that area. So, I mean, it's not that they're, you know, completely out of left field where, you know, there's just no way that those things would combine or make any kind of sense. It's just a matter of the verbiage and how you finesse them. So I would say just write it out, maybe write a couple of drafts of it, or just send one up and post it up on the Ning site and then let us all comment on it and give you some feedback about it. I'll definitely do that for you. And get in action. I did that myself this week. I sent out an email. I take my own advice I give. So I sent out 10 emails this week, and I have 5 appointments booked this week. Last week. I sent out 10 and got 5.
Wow.
That's great.
So the process works. And I just emailed people on Facebook. I wrote out what I was looking for, what I want to help people with. I posted it to 10 people on Facebook that I'm already connected to. And I got 5 immediate appointments.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
Well, it sounded like someone else is with us. Is there someone else with us?
Yeah, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, Rodney. I came in about 10 after 12, and then I actually hung up for a second and called back in. So I've been
Okay. No, we're fine.
I'm sorry I haven't been in touch with you guys. You're totally in my thoughts, and I've had all this stuff come up in my life, of course, because I'm facing my biggest stuff, and so naturally the mountains are rising up before me, and, you know, so that's the zone I've been in, so there's some major drama in my life, but I'm going with, I just have Jackie off the top of my head when you said combining your social media, because I'm doing the same thing. I'm multifaceted, multi-talented, you know, and I'm combining it all together into one thing, and my common thread is that I'm an intuitive, and everything I do brings that in, so that's what I'm doing. But the connection I immediately saw that might give you some ideas was that, to me, art is about creating connection and community, and your jewelry, because it's got the Reiki energy and it's made with natural stones, is about communicating to me, because I'm very connected to stones, and to me they support us. You know, specific stones have specific qualities, so they support us. You know, I don't have to necessarily get into the whole stone thing with people, but I just saw a natural connection between, Kate, you already do this when you create art and share it in community and put it out there. You put it out there with an intention and a message, and you communicate with it. And then that's what you're facilitating people to do that with the social media. So that was the connection I immediately saw, was creating communication and connection.
Mm.
It's brilliant.
And then I love the idea of you sending a meditation stone rather than a pair of earrings with your gift, because it's supposed to be easy. And so if the earrings feel like too much work and they're too much of an investment, I think the Reiki stone, or sorry, the meditation stone, if you charge it with Reiki, and then you can create an opening for people to know about your healing abilities, and, you know, maybe have on the back, like have a little card that the stone sits on. It has on the back a little bio that mentions all the things you do, like in three sentences. But then on the front talks about how you Reiki charge the stone and they can keep that with them anywhere they go and can be a touch point and creates communication connection. In other words, use your meditation stone to tie it all together. I love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's much deeper than a pair of earrings.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's
a great
perfect
idea.
Hey, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. So. That's beautiful. Wow, I love it. See, this is what I love so much about this, and I'm glad that I switched this forum up so that we're able to connect and talk like this, because I just, you know, we all are in this together. So to be able to have these kind of conversations like this and everyone shares their piece, it helps. It helps us individually and it helps us collectively. So I appreciate you, Katie, so much for giving Jackie that support and that input. That's brilliant. I love that.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What I see, and you have such a gentle, soft energy. I could totally see you doing, you know, the retreats or the healing weekends, the whole, you know, holding space for people. You know, you already do that. So from the outside looking in without all the stuff, and I know I have my stuff, so, you know, when you see it, it's so easy to see sometimes in other people. But to me, when just hearing you talk about all that and the idea of the, I think I came in towards the end of that conversation, and Rodney talking about, and I love the way you put it out there, Rodney, of, you know, of taking all those limiting voices away and putting it out there as the, what's your dream and what's, and letting it be pure. And I could totally see as a natural next step for you eventually, you know, creating these weekends and holding space, and it could be jewelry making workshop or just making jewelry there. But, you know, you might, I know a healing artist who makes, who's also a coach and does Barbara Daoust, and she just wrote a book. But she started making vessels with affirmations, and that's what turned her life around and saved her. So she does jewelry workshops where she helps people make an affirmation vessel and helps them learn how to use the affirmations, and she's a law of attraction coach, and she combines it. And I know that the people that connect with her really need her. She doesn't necessarily connect with everybody in the world, but the people that connect with her need the medicine that she offers, you know. So we all are here to attract the people that need us. So.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How does
that
feel to you, Jackie? Okay. What care would
you
think?
That's thank you. It's new, it's refreshing, it feels very calming and amazing. So I am definitely going to sit and absorb all of this because this is fabulous.
Wonderful.
And I hope that I can help you, Katie, as much because, I mean, thank you. I mean, just your presence is helping me tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like right now more than ever everyone's shifting and changing so much and that I'm already experiencing this by being in some other groups. But when we're together as like-minded, like vibration people, like this, the group, like Rodney's class, what you brought together, Rodney, we're in a unique position to support each other because we're on the same page and we're all in the same area. And so the things that we're ahead on or the things that are easiest, like it's easy for me to see on the outside looking at another person, these connections, these gifts they have. But it's really been really a struggle to see it in myself. So it helps. So, but if there's someone else outside seeing it for me, then it really helps. And I think it's the same for all of us. We're helping each other along, and it's really essential that we have some other people help and support us. Otherwise, it just is such a struggle, and it takes so much longer.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that's how we all learn how to be better I think that's how we get the lessons we need for ourselves is by offering it to someone else, you know, who needs it. And I know that's one of my, I know without a question is why I'm so drawn to teaching.
Yeah.
Because I go into a completely different place when I'm supporting someone else in their dream, and I'll literally hear myself when I'm talking to one of you or someone else, and I'll go, yeah, you need that for yourself. Mm-hmm, that's
yeah.
what, you know what I mean? It's like going off in my head simultaneously. So it's like, but I think that's the way that we all get it. So, you know, that's why I said it's never about trying to pitch someone to get them to buy something. It's about connecting with them on a deeper level. And once you've done that, you know, there's just the natural conversation is, you know, well, I want this. I want to go deeper with you than this. And so then that's when they'll want to work with you. So, you know, it just, you know, and we'll really, you know, go into this a lot deeper on module 6, which I can't believe we've only got a couple of more sessions left to go. But
I know.
Yeah, I know. But we're gonna go further. I've got some surprises coming up for you. So, with that said, Jackie, I want Katie to have some time to share. I don't know if Denise is on the line or not. I heard another ding, but I don't know if that was is Denise. Are you here? Okay, I don't think she made it today. Okay. So Jackie, are you feeling good and feeling like you've got
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. I feel great. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so Katie, I'm so glad to have you on with us today, and how can we support you?
Well, the first thing, I haven't created the opportunity to get on the Ning site, but one thing that I really, really want to communicate to you, Jackie, and also to Jaylene or Jaylene? I'm so bad with names, I'm sorry. The gal who does the Ning.
Oh, Jaylene, yes.
Jaylene, okay. You guys had both, when I posted pictures of my work on the Ning site at the beginning of the class, you guys both wrote these beautiful, amazing things that you loved my art and you thought it was amazing. And I just wanted to thank you for writing that because that was a turning point for me where I had the thing that I'm working on in Rodney's class here is writing a class about, because I had decided rather than trying to focus on ways to leverage selling my art or something, which is kind of gradually picking up a little bit on its own,
uh-huh.
that I'm wanting to create a more steady stream of income, and so I decided to focus on creating information products based on my a content creation workshop, which I already had the idea for that, and then something that Rodney helped me come up with, which is feeling awakening to the joys of visibility, or in other words, a class about getting visible and
mm-hmm.
getting through what keeps us from getting visible. And so I had already made that decision before the first class and started working on it, and I have written out most of the content, I think, for both of those classes over these last couple of weeks. So I'm really happy with the progress I've made there, and I'll be putting up on the Ning form as soon as I can. I just hesitate to say a time because of the way I'm learning that I need to kind of just let this stuff go with its own flow to an extent.
Uh-huh.
Because if I try to push it into a schedule, resistance comes up, and then it defeats itself. And so I'm learning to kind of go with a new way of being and doing everything, and that's part of what writing out these courses.
Mm-hmm.
Since that's part of what's in these classes,
mm-hmm.
I'm experiencing that myself the last couple of weeks, which is why it's been so tumultuous and kind of crazy, is I'm having to, everything I would approach of how I used to do something to, quote-unquote, get it done, doesn't work, and it's being telling me in ways that I can't ignore. Like I'll get body aches and pains, or I just break down crying, or like it's just really seriously coming up where the universe is like, no, you have got to stop. It's time. If you're gonna put now, you want to put these courses out there, you got to learn the lessons from them. You have to be able. I have to complete my transformation to put it out there. So it's been pretty deep and pretty rough and pretty, but
mm-hmm.
I also know I'm asking for help and support and getting it
mm-hmm.
in lots of amazing ways. And so when you guys made those compliments at the beginning, it helped me see this essential piece of what's always been missing for me in having my own business, which was I read those words and my mind said, oh, my God, those are the most beautiful compliments I've ever received from people about my work to date, I think, or they're right up there.
Aww.
What amazing, beautiful words. Your work really is connecting and reaching with people in the way that you hoped. And yet in my body, and a big part of me was completely numb to it. I couldn't actually feel it. And that made me realize that I don't allow myself to totally feel and experience what I offer other people. And that's one of the reasons why I have trouble being visible, in addition to irrational fears and emotional, you know, baggage and things, other things that are along the way that have. So that, I just want to thank you, Jackie, for what you wrote, because it was like a turning point. It was so crystal clear where I read the words and it was like, oh my God, those are so beautiful. It brought tears to my eyes. And yet, at the same time, I was in full awareness of the fact that I'm not completely feeling this. And this is why I've never been able to get a good flow of work out into the world, because I'm, you know, the missing piece is on my end. When I do put stuff out there, I get nothing but, for the most part, incredible compliments from people and really beautiful feedback, and yet I'm still afraid to be visible with my work. So it's like way beyond the rational mind, you know. So,
and yet it's interesting that you want to teach visibility.
Right. Well, I realized, I mean, that's the thing that came when we had our conversation, Rodney. It was like I could feel it in my bones. This is the biggest, scariest thing I could do at this point. This is the thing that's the nutshell that's really held me back. And I think, you know, there's some, I'm the woo-woo girl, right? I do readings for people and I channel information. And and one of the things that came up, this last week, one of my cats had a hairball that lasted for 6 days, and she vomited for 5 of those days. Wasn't eating, wasn't drinking. And it was this massive, giant hairball. And so I had to look and say, well, what's my hairball? You know, because everything's a reflection, right?
Yeah.
So we ruled out any other medical problems, and I'm like, okay, so she's holding space for me, and, you know, animals are here to heal us, I believe that very strongly. And so what's my hairball? And so one of the hairballs that came up was a past life where I was strangled, and the person, as he was strangling me, was saying, I'm going to shut you up for good. And it was incredibly brutal and scary, and, you know, but I was in a supportive, I'm also in a sort of a spiritual mastermind kind of group that bubbled up about the same time as Rodney's class. No accident there. And so I was in that group when it came up, so I was able to get through it and work through it and clear it. And the other thing that was interesting was that then I had the experience as that came up, as painful as it was, I had the awareness at the same time that this is exactly what you're asking for. You wanted a breakthrough. You wanted to be able to get this class done. You wanted, you know, get this out there before the 6 weeks is up. This is what you want. So this is one of your, this is your big block at this point, was feeling that pain. And then I was able to, in this group, we like channel for each other, bring our business and needs and whatever to the group, and we channel for each other. And I was still able to channel as beautifully as ever, even though I was in that space. So it just made me understand, no, this is really naturally what I do. Because as upset as I am right now, I'm effortlessly flowing this information through me to these other people, what they need. So this is where I think that piece of that you see out there in all the, it really is, life really is supposed to be effortless and easy, and you know you're on the right track when it gets easy. And so I think that the other, another piece of the pie that's going to be my classes and that comes up for me is the, when it's not easy, just stop. And then also addressing the beliefs that we have, because society will have us believe that you have to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, and you know, there's loads of collective beliefs and contracts about how it can't be easy. So, and like I see, you know, for Jackie, when you said as soon as you said I'm going to do a meditation stone, I was like, that's perfect, and I could see a big flow of energy open up around that because it's easy.
Yeah.
It's easier for you. So more energy can flow. And it's more natural for you, and it taps into who you really are. So that's what I'm looking at, is tapping in. And I haven't, I'm just staying with the getting this content out of me and typing it up in documents and organizing it right now. And then I think what's going to happen, Rodney, is I'm going to end up then going through your course, you know, going through the modules and following the steps. But I feel like it would be out of my integrity to, like, try to rush forward with it without it. But I'm almost there. Like, I feel like by next week I want to create a flyer, and I have it in my mind to create a flyer and put it up on the Ming site and get your guys' feedback.
Yes, that's what I was going to suggest. I said, yeah, like I say to everyone, I mean, you know, put something up there, like I said, because this is your forum, and I want, you know, this exchange that's happening now is what I really wanted from the very beginning of me creating this class. Either I understood that I needed to put some physical structures around it, so like I create the modules and, you know, give you all the worksheets and all of that. And that gives you some, tangible, I guess, product, if you will, to go and work with. But having this open exchange like this, because I realize in other classes that I taught, and as you will learn, or as you already know, I should say, Katie, moving forward, and you, Jackie, as well, when you start offering programs and so forth, is that, you know, the quote-unquote product, meaning the course, the book, whatever it is sort of the way that people sort of step into your world.
Mm-hmm.
But the exchange that you're having with your people is at a level like this is what they really, really want. But if we, you know, say, you know, we're just going to get on the phone and chat on Sundays about whatever, you know, it's like, how do you present that where people will go, well, I don't want to be in a program where I'm just talking about whatever. So,
right,
you know, you know, what's the form that I'm going to be getting out of this? What's the result that I'm going to be getting out of this? Now, ultimately, yes, I want everyone in the group to be able to package and present their talents, their gifts, their skills, their resources in a way that, yes, can be monetized, because this is called the Artist Path to Cash program. So, yes, I mean, I want you all making money. We all, you know, too.
Right.
But it's coming at it from a space of, you know, not, you know, I'm going to, you know, put this whole thing together and I'm going to go out and sell it, you know, to realizing that we are individual people with all kinds of wonderful treasures in our lives that have our experiences that we've come into this place with that some might deem as negative, but they're all a part of our being. I mean, I've realized with me just sharing right now is my visibility issues have been coming up since Katie started talking about the whole visibility piece. I've been, you know, struggling with that, which has been weird because when I'm in front of people, when it's showtime, I'm fine.
Right.
And I've done this now. I just had another talk here recently. It's leading up to it that I realize is always the part that the feelings come up. But when I'm in it and you know, and it's like, okay, you know, go, you know, I'm there. And I kind of had to sit with that and go, you know, why is it that I get into this whole, you know, kind of nervous craziness kind of a thing leading up to, you know, the event. But then when I'm there, I'm fine. And, you know, I had to do a little work with myself around that, you know. And part of what came up for me was that when I put myself out when I was younger, you know, there was no response from my family. Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they didn't say it was good. They didn't. I think what's worse than saying your stuff is good or bad is saying nothing.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
You know,
that's,
I mean, to me, that's the cruelest form of,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like withholding.
Hmm? It's withholding.
It's withholding, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know. So for me, my whole thing is never about, and I mean, and I really believe this to my bones, you know, I'd rather you tell me my, I hate to break it down like this, but I'd rather you tell me my stuff sucks than to say nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah.
You know, because what can you do with no, like you said it perfectly, Katie, with withholding. If you don't say anything, I don't know. Did I do something wrong? You know, and of course, I had an amazing session with someone this past week, and we were talking about the ebb and the flow of cash flow. And I'll just share this one piece with you, is that my father was very much about, you know, prosperity and you know, and making money. He was good with making money, investing money, saving money. He was good with money. My mother was all about hoarding and holding.
Mm.
So when it comes to the masculine energy, I know what I need to do to generate money in my business. But when it comes to getting money, when I get money, I don't want to spend it. I want to hold on to it. And I never put that parallel together till I had this deep conversation with someone this week. And she said to me, she says, do you realize that what you just said was that, you know, when it comes to your feminine energy, you want to hold on because you think you're not going to get it back if you let
yeah.
it go.
Yeah.
And it comes to masculine energy, which my dad and I didn't get along, so I resisted
yeah.
his energy because I thought it was too aggressive. I thought it was too, you know, too forward, and I didn't want to. And I made the decision that I didn't want to be like him.
Yes, yes.
You know, so when you start to look at that history, you start to realize, wow. So for me, when it comes in huge waves. Like lots of money comes in huge waves, and then when I get it, I'm like, okay, you know, let's put it all, let's stack it away and put it away because it's not coming back.
You know,
it's not coming back. And never did I get that parallel until I was sharing that with someone I'm working with in another mastermind that I'm in.
Yeah.
And she said, do you realize what you just said? And I was like, and I said, no, what did I just say? And then she broke it down for me, and I went, oh, my God. That's such the way I was brought up, you know. It was the way I fight.
Yeah.
So it's the way I think about things. And all that unconscious stuff is what runs us.
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
That's the stuff to break out of, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
You are such, ever since I've met you, Rodney, you've struck me as you're a man who's very balanced in your divine masculine and divine feminine sides. Like you have both. There's a lot of men you meet that are just one or the other,
mm-hmm.
mostly male. But you know, it seems like the thing I see with men is there's a disconnect. It's hard to be running like on both cylinders.
Mm-hmm.
And then where with women, we've been like delving into the male for the last several decades, and so a lot of women are just running the male too, but. But you strike me as a very balanced person in terms of those two energies. So that's interesting that there's such an opposite experience with both your parents. Like
mm-hmm.
it's almost like a weird cross-wiring thing or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I agree with all that, what you just said, Katie.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, absolutely. I see that in Rodney as well.
Mm,
yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm working with both because it's something that I know for me personally is that I know it's what I want to bring to the group and bring to myself is learning how to marry those two, where that they're working together in partnership,
mm-hmm.
and not the way it was sort of taught to me. Which you know you think as you've been away. I mean, I haven't lived in my family home for 25 years, so I would think at this point, because I just physically wasn't there, that stuff would have been just sort of taken care of. But it's interesting because it's like, you know, just because you're not physically home, quote-unquote home, doesn't mean you've left home. And so getting in touch with that and understanding that, you know, while it's not catastrophic, but it's enough to, you know, I mean, having those extreme ebbs and flows like that can be taxing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mentally taxing, physically taxing, financially taxing. So you want to be able to get to that place where you understand, okay, why is it when the money's flowing in, am I not marketing as much as I do when I'm not? Or what is it that I need? You know, you look at and explore those things. And so as I do that for myself, I bring that to, you know, to my classes and who I'm working with and say, you
yeah.
know, when you are, quote, unquote, flush, busy, everything is sort of flowing on all cylinders, you know, while I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination that you just, you know, you never stop working, you give yourself time to appreciate, to enjoy, to embrace, to relax, but there is, you know, the natural thing of business that you do need to, you know, keep in conversation with new people in order to keep, you know, cash flow coming in all the time. So
yeah.
being able to balance that in a way where you're not working to death and you're also able to also take some time to sit back and enjoy it. And that's why I feel like having these integrative experiences where you're able to sort of integrate some relaxation and some creative play into your work with the people that are paying you, I think is wonderful, because you're not always feeling like you're on all the time. You get a chance to kind of sit down and just kind of absorb it in, you know, and you're not a production person. Like, I think, Katie, you mentioned something about, you know, you don't want to be a production artist where you're having to whip out the paintings all the time, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all the time, you know. And you, Jackie, with jewelry. Well, all of us. I mean, you know, when you're doing production work, yeah, that gets tedious, even if you love it.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Well, I think there needs to be whatever the right balance of it. If it does involve, it has to be something you love working on, and then it can't be all your time. You need to find a balance between creating new stuff and, you know, producing stuff that's a consistent seller or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? Mm-hmm.
And I think, and I know from a friend of mine who's a very successful and an extremely talented painter, landscape painter, she's talked about how it's so, she said it's like, it's the trap. It's once you do start to get a level of success in as an artist, monetary and recognition-wise and so forth and so on, she goes, it gets scarier to, like, stretch yourself into new areas because, you know, to not follow your creative process, you can get kind of stuck in this sort of medium zone where you're like, you don't want to stretch too much because you're afraid your fans won't like it. And then, you know, and so she's talked about the struggle of, for her, she's just kind of experimented more in other mediums. So she has some, she's picked up some other mediums that she does, like some printmaking and some other stuff, where she goes to town and experiments there. And she puts that stuff out there too, but then it, she can keep her painting to, it's not that she doesn't grow in her painting, but it keeps that solid, linear, like historical kind of feeling through her painting work, which is what she's primarily known for, you know,
mm-hmm.
so she's had to find, but she's always talked about that. It's so easy to get, you can suffer from success as an artist if you don't keep stretching yourself and staying in your creative process, wherever
mm-hmm.
that takes you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we all go through that. I mean, when I was booking photography constantly, I knew so many of my colleagues that were, like, just buried in production, post-production.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did all these shoots, but then they were buried in post-production, and it was like, you know, you just look at them, and they sort of looked like they were, you know, your eyes are sort of like, you know, your pupils are... are just two or three sizes smaller because you've been looking at a computer screen all day, you know.
Yeah.
You know, your post-production work and what have you. And I always took time between my shoots.
Mm.
I never did back-to-back-to-back-to-back stuff. I did it one summer a couple of years ago, and I never want to do that again. I literally was spending 15 hours a day editing images.
Wow.
And I just felt like I just felt loopy. My head, you know, I never really have headaches. I had headaches, and I was like, well, why are you so loopy? And it's like, because you've been sitting in one spot other than go to the bathroom and have something to eat. You didn't even go outside and have a walk. And you're on a computer
yeah.
all day long doing the same repetitive work, image
yeah.
after image after image after image. And it was just, it was crazy. I never want to do that again. Never
yeah.
want to do that again. That was brutal. You know, my natural rhythm was I would do a photo shoot, and I wouldn't even look at the work for two or three days after I did it because I needed to come down, and I didn't realize that was my process, but I needed to come down and get back into my body so that I could go and look at it with fresh eyes, because if I went to do post-production right after I did a shoot, I would get squirrely.
Yeah.
You know? And I would look at all the flaws and everything that I didn't do, and, oh, my God, that would have been a great shot if I hadn't done this, and, you know, and I didn't notice this in the background or whatever the case may be. So
yeah.
literally it was the same way when I write. If I write something or I'm working on an article or something, I write it and I put it in a drawer and don't look at it for a couple of days and then come back to it when I'm fresh and present because it's, to me, it's the closest thing, although I don't have children and not been through this process, but to me it's the closest thing to a birthing process, because once, you know, once it's happened, you've got to step back a little bit. You've got to get away from it for just a minute to give your body and your mind time to get back into itself and merge again so that you can be present to what you've created.
Yeah.
And I think everyone needs that. And I think what happens as we get into what your friend said, Katie, is the trap.
Yeah.
That once you get started, you have to keep going at the same pace. You know, we're trying to get somewhere. We're working so hard to get there. The only thing we can think about, if I can just get there, everything's going to be okay, you know.
Yeah. Yes,
and,
yeah.
You know, and that's what I call the seduction of it all, you know.
Yeah.
But then it becomes this monster that needs to be fed all the time, and you get tired of feeding it.
and you get out of the driver's seat if I'm creating and controlling the life that I want to create, because then it's feeding this outside thing, and it takes you out of your power too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, oh, hey, can I ask a quick question before we end? I don't know what time we're ending our session, but anyway, I wanted to request from Katie, because I would love to see more of your work, and I know that you've talked about the visibility thing too, but selfishly, I would love to see more of your work, just because it inspires me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and it also sounds like you're really multifaceted, like I am, and Rodney too. And you know how I made that list of kind of like all the things that I love to do, and I would love to see all the things that you love too, just because it would help me, you know, kind of peek into what you're doing and either struggling with or, you know, exploding with too. I would love to see all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can post on, I have the plan for my switching over to my new website. I have all the plan for that, and I've started playing with some, I think I have a header bar that I like that I'm going to go with, and I kind of have a plan for it. I've been working on that as also over the last couple of weeks, as I call playing with it, because if I sit down to work on it, nothing comes out. But when I say, I'm going to play with my website, I'm going to redevelop my website, naturally it starts to flow. So I'm, you know, but yeah, I can send you my my current website. And
oh, yeah, that's great.
That's artbykd.com.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
ArtbyKD, my initials.
I have the link.
Because I was just looking on the Ning site and I didn't see a link on there, so I thought, well, I'll ask.
Oh, I thought I put it on there, but maybe
let
not.
Let me look. I'm on the Ning site now. Let me look and see what you have there, Katie.
Yeah.
I don't think you said A R T B Y K A T Y.
No, K D, my initials.
Oh, okay.
.com. Yeah, that's been my website for like 12
yeah,
years.
Yeah, it's on
so
here.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't see. I'm just
blind.
Okay.
No,
that's all right. And so my current business card and everything goes with that header bar, and everything that you see on that website is like been my current thing.
Okay.
And you get a sense of everything that's there, but then I'm going to go to katiedebray.com is my main site, and I'll post some of that stuff that I'm playing with on the main thing, and I have. One thing I wanted to run past you guys was, and Jackie, I'd love to stay in touch as far as, since we're obviously both on the same path, you know, I would love to see what you're doing too and be in touch with
I don't
you.
Know. And I didn't even write on my list that I do tarot readings too, but it's definitely way in the back.
That.
I use a Mother Peace tarot deck.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar.
I have it actually. Yeah.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I only use it for myself occasionally. It hasn't been something I've really strongly connected with, but that was one of the first decks I was given when I started like 10 years ago was the Mother Peace deck.
Cool. Sorry, Rodney. I just had to...
No. I totally love this exchange. What I want to do, though, is because I know we usually do this for about an hour, so I want to respect everyone's time, but what I do want to do is ask everyone... please post whatever you'd like. We'd love to see your course outline or your notes, whichever you want to feedback on. Katie, we'd love to see that. And definitely some more of your work. I would love to see that personally. I know I gave you a challenge this week, Jackie, for you to put something about a program or a couple of programs you'd like to do. So please post that up there. And also for the other students who weren't able to make the call today, or participants, I should say, members, I would like to say, you hear the recording, please do that as well. I know that Denise just had a photo shoot for her hats last Sunday, so she wasn't able to make it. So hopefully she'll be joining us next week, because we're going to get into leveraging your offers. So putting anything up there around something that you want to offer would be great, because we're going to really be going into that in great detail next week. Just to give you all a really quick heads up about what's going on with the program. So right now we're moving into Module 4, which is all about building your list or growing your list of buyers.
Okay.
And what you're going to be really focusing on this week is about really reaching out to people. So this is getting into conversation, you know, again, using those templates I gave you in Module 3 in regards to, you know, emailing, getting on, you know, getting those initial invitations out there so you can get on the phone with people. You know, if you, for, you know, for you, Katie, for an example, because you're now creating the content for the class, I would recommend for you to try to get on the phone with a few people this week and just kind of see where they're at in regards to being in a program like this on visibility. Let them give you feedback about what they struggle with. Maybe make a list of questions that you would want to ask them in like an informational interview, you know, like I did with you, well, all of you, prior to creating this class. Keep it around the context of what the content that you're creating will be about, and let them give you their perspective on what they struggle with, because that will help you to then create your content based on real-world feedback about what people are really needing and wanting to know more from you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not selling the class. You're just trying to get some feedback, and I know that, you know, I know I would do an interview with you if you wanted to do that with me. I'm sure Jackie would do one with you. I'm sure that, you know. Make that your task to get into that, because we can – the thing I wanted just to sort of give you a little bit of a heads up about is that I love creating content, and I can get into my head and make myself believe that I know what people want. But until we get into conversation with people and hear who we would ideally want to be in this program, what they really are having struggles with – you know, I found with me, the things that you guys told me was not anything I was thinking about when I was creating this program.
Right.
It even entered my mind. You know, and then when I listened to all of your recordings, I like, this was the consistent thread that kept running through. And I was like, going, oh, okay, well, good. I'm glad that I asked this, because I didn't know. So, you know, please throw up those questions. You know, and even to the place of asking about what kind of forum in which they want the content delivered. Do they want phone calls? Do they want webinars? Do they want live? I mean, how do they want to receive the information? So, you know, write out, you know, maybe like 10 questions you would ask someone in an informational interview, from, you know, the practical delivery systems all the way down to the things that they struggle with around these topics. And then ask them to tell you also, is there anything else I forgot to ask you or didn't ask you that you'd love to share? Because that's when you'll really get the real meat of what people are really looking for.
Okay.
Great.
So that takes the monkey off your back from having to create all this content. You know, if you're having struggles with it, it may be time to really get on the phone and start talking to people. So really use those exercises to start setting those appointments for yourself. This service that I use to record our sessions is free. It's called freeconferencing.com.
Okay.
And you can basically just have everyone dial on the same bridge line, and then you record the conversation. So if you need some help with that, I'd be more than happy to give you some tips on that as well.
Cool.
And then, so this one's going to be more about list building. And what I mean by list building, I mean getting your, you know, you need to have a full pipeline of people that you're going to be talking to on a regular basis to let them know about your programs, let them know about, you know, your retreats, Jackie, or your jewelry, or Katie, your visibility courses or whatever.
Right.
Because, you know, the internet's wonderful and I love it and it works beautifully. But when you're trying to get things going from sort of starting point, things happen faster when you're talking to people on the phone as opposed to relying on posting something on the internet and hope they go to your webpage and sign up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure.
So I talk a lot about that in this next module. And, you know, and I do obviously give you some practical tips on how to build the online list as well, but or create and build the list. But I really, when I'm saying grow your list of followers, I'm talking about people that you know, referrals of people that you know, that you can, you know, begin to get into that conversation with. Key influencers in your community, I talk about that as well. Who are the people that are really connected to the tribe you want to connect with that you can maybe work with and then get them to spread the message about your work and your service.
Great.
So we do that, and I provide you with a couple of there's a spreadsheet that's in Excel format, so you can either, if you have Excel, Microsoft Excel, you can upload it that way. I call it it's kind of like the buyer's black book. Or you can upload it to Google Documents, and you can use it. I'm using it myself to track my contacts. So as I know, for a lot of creatives, organization is a huge issue for a lot of us, especially with our own stuff. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I list the name of the person I contacted, email or phone numbers or both, date of first contact. You know, do I follow up with them, yes or no? Date of second contact, did I get a sale from it, yes or no? And I also leave places for referrals, so can they give me 3 referrals? And you can just expand on this spreadsheet whenever you want to add new contacts to it, which should be a constant thing. So the goal is to keep you all in constant conversation with your target audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next worksheet that I give you is actually more like a worksheet, and I believe that one is called your Key Influencers worksheet. So this is the names of the people that are influential in your community. It could be an author of a book that your tribe is responsive to. It could be a person who's a speaker. It could be some sort of a local celebrity of some sort, but someone that is that very much the people in your community listens to. And then getting into conversation with them in regards to your programs or your services, maybe offering them a sample of what you do so they can introduce to you and your work and they get to know you, and then let them spread the word about your work. Mm-hmm. I think it's a lot more powerful than just relying on quote-unquote traditional forms of marketing, which can be advertising and things like that. Although Jackie has found some good experience with Etsy advertising, so you know, it's really you know, it's a multi-prong approach. It's about being able to be visible, which we keep going back to that, online, offline, and how you have a system in place to always be in action in that regard, so that, you know, you always are letting people know about you and inviting them into your world. So, you know, those will be going out. Those lessons will be coming out. Module 4 will be posted later today, and I will send out an email on the NING site to let you know those modules are ready.
I better run.
Yeah, I've got to run, too. Yeah.
Okay. But thank you so much, both of you.
Yes, Jackie, so much. I'm sorry we ran over a little bit, but I'm glad we're able to talk like this. So.
Oh, me too. Oh, it's phenomenal.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be in touch on the NING site.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jackie.
Okay, so Jackie, Katie, have a great Sunday. Katie, if there's anything more that you need, just like I said, post it up on the NING site. Let us see what you got cooking and percolating, and let us comment on it. And I look forward to seeing you all on next week's call.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a great Sunday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.